Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Before we get Sheriff Bob Johnson, I do want to let you know that because of this tremendous storming that is taking place right now in Dallas, I mean, Dallas is blanketed in bad wind, bad lightning, bad rain, all stretching all the way up to almost St. Louis from southwest. It almost goes from the border, honestly, with Mexico, a little bit of it trailing all the way up to St. Louis. But that has affected at least one pair of flights, the DFW flight on American Airlines. The that's the inbound flight at 10:43 has been canceled, and the return, the DFW return at 3:25, has also been delayed until tomorrow morning 9 a.m. So, because DFW is shut down right now, right? Makes sense given the situation. Just FYI, if you're flying or arriving or expecting somebody to be coming in. All right, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, always joins us around this time on a Monday. Hey, Sheriff, welcome back, sir.
Andrew.
Hey, great to have you. Great to have you. One of the things I wanted to talk with you about is there was, I know there's always multiple of these running around, but right now we seem to have, maybe it's getting to the holidays, I don't know, but we have a variety of scams, email scams, text scams. What are some of the ones that you guys are dealing with right now?
Yeah, we have the normal ones that come out, and it does get worse this time of year. And basically what it is anytime you get an email message, phone call, whatever, from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office wanting money, it's a scam. 100%, it's a scam. If it's bail money, wasn't enough that you posted, it's a scam. We never reach out and try to get people to give us money, especially not in the ways that these people want the money given, like a Green Dot card from Walmart or something. So anytime that happens, before you do anything, just call us. You can call us, and we'll explain everything to you. But if anybody reaches out to you from Santa Rosa or saying they're from Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office wanting money or saying you have a warrant, it is not accurate. It's a scam.
You know, it breaks my heart because I see all of these different forms of predatory behavior, especially on people who are older. They're not quite as tech savvy. They're, you know, it's taking advantage of the best part of people in order to abuse them, right? Because they're generous or they're loving or they care about their family and friends that they think are in danger or whatever. And, you know, they get spun up and stressed out, and all of a sudden they do terrible things that cost them sometimes tens of thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah, and the bad news is now with AI, it's really, really harder to refuse these people. So the other day I saw a TikTok commercial, and it was me doing my press conference, but I was talking about car insurance. And I'm like, I'm looking at it's me, it's my voice talking about how you can save money on car insurance. And it's a, you know, obviously I've never said that. So now you have people calling, and it'll sound like, you know, they call an 85-year-old man and his granddaughter. They've somehow got her voice and paired the two up, and they'll call and say, "Dad or Grandpa, I'm in prison. I need you to send me so and so," and they'll do it, because I mean they're talking to who they think is their granddaughter or grandson. So I tell everybody, I gave a speech up at First Baptist Church in Milton the other day to the elderly, and I told them all. I said, "Please, before you send any money, if it's your granddaughter, grandson, whoever, call them first." And I guarantee you 99% of the time it's going to be, "Oh, I'm at home watching TV," you know?
Yeah.
So that's the one that really hits hard. That AI is really, it's tough to overcome.
We had a really awful thing take place in Indian River. You had a deputy, Deputy Sweeting Mashkow, who was killed in the line of duty. And you guys, as is often the case, you shared this information on your Facebook page because, you know, a deputy anywhere is a deputy everywhere, right? We're all part of the same blue family, even if it were green. But then this is and for a female, it's pretty rare to have a female deputy killed also, which is extra horrible.
It is, but, you know, because there's so few in the business now. I talked to Eric Flowers, the sheriff down there. We're pretty good friends, and I spoke to him and I gave him condolences, obviously. And he said that, you know, she had just gone over her 25-year mark like a month ago, and she was talking about retiring. And this is how it ends. And it was pretty horrific. And of course, they shot the guy that shot her, but he's going to be fine, of course, because he's a dirtbag. So he'll live to be 100. But hopefully he'll finish it out in prison. So, but yeah, just horrible for the whole agency and for the state of Florida. I mean, every time you lose a deputy or a police officer, you know, I mean, it just it hurts the whole law enforcement family.
Yeah, everybody feels it. Everybody thinks about it. And of course, it brings it, you know, back home to how obvious the risks are for everybody every day under every circumstance. It's just a traffic stop. There's no such thing. It's just a domestic. There's no such thing, right?
Right. And this was an eviction process. Mm. And there were four deputies there. And a mother was evicting her son from a home. And, you know, you think eviction, sometimes it gets heated and sometimes you have to arrest people. But you don't go through the door thinking, okay, you're going to get sprayed with, you know, 9mm rounds. So, yeah, you just have to be vigilant at all times, especially this day and age, because people, they don't value life like they did back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, and I always think, as a civilian, I always think about this, that, and you cannot approach every situation as if they've got a gun drawn, because
right.
to do that is to escalate in advance, and
sure.
most of the time it's not true, and you don't want to make it be true by your behavior, right?
Okay. 100% reactive. We have to react to what they're doing. And like you said, I can't pull over somebody for doing 15 over and walk up with my gun out to their window.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that. But they get the first pull, and hopefully, you know, training and experience takes over, and you know, you can stay safe in the situation. But yeah, it's law enforcement as a whole today is probably 100 times more difficult than it was when I started in 1982. 1982, obviously nobody was filming you unless they had a huge box on their shoulder, you know?
Yeah.
And now with cell phones, everybody's filming everything. And so they have a lot of pressure on them, and they have to react in a second, and they have to react correctly. And that's a lot of pressure to put on people.
Well, I think of it also in the, actually, I have one follow-up thought about this, but let's get John Pickens in here with traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one accident, I-10 westbound, mile marker number 5. That's right before the 9 mile, exit right there. You're going to see some minor delays there with an accident that just happened. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Bob Johnson, Sheriff, Santa Rosa County. You know, we are in a different culture. The culture is very different. It is certainly less respectful, you know, less caring about some of the values that you could have taken for granted, like you say, 40 years ago. And that means that the population that you're policing is different. Sometimes some people are fantastic, right? I mean, some people are amazing, of course. Most of them are. The vast majority are, but those aren't the ones that worry you. I always think about it also in the sense of, you know, the pool of people who are applying to be law enforcement is different because the population is different. And that can make it even harder to find, you know, that right couple of hundred that are going to be your cops, right?
Yeah, and that's stressful as well. But, you know, we're pretty blessed in Santa Rosa County. We have a great population, and I tell everybody 99% of everybody in Santa Rosa County loves law enforcement, and the other 1% is in my jail. So we have a great county, and people want to work here. We're one of the few counties, as a matter of fact, I don't know of any right now other than Santa Rosa, that we have a waiting list to get hired as law enforcement. So when we have an opening, somebody retires, we pull off the list, and you know, we keep doing that. So we're pretty blessed. I think people know the values of Santa Rosa County, the government and its citizens, and I think people want to move here and people want to work here.
The lucky thing is my radio station covers the two counties that I know of have that same issue. Thank God Escambia is in the same boat, because like you say, I mean, hey, if you have a good place to live and people who support law enforcement, eventually you'll turn that tide, and you'll have, even in the post Ferguson world, which and post George Floyd, which we certainly live in, unfortunately. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for the time. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You too, Andrew. Take care.
Absolutely. 818 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to have a great real estate agent. And, you know, look, right now the market is a little bit harder. A few years ago, the market was a little bit easier. I mean, a lot easier. In fact, when the market was easy a couple of years ago, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty were selling, you know, well over 200 homes. You know, they had, like, I think in 2021, they had 212 homes that they sold that year. So selling a lot of homes. Now it's a little bit fewer, Okay, 175 last year, 165 the year, or sorry, 2 years, and last year was 165. But that just means they're still selling a lot, which is 3 to 4 homes every single week, closing a lot of deals, making a lot of people happy, getting a lot of people in and out of homes that they want to be in or out of. But one of the things she said is that people are, and I talked to her recently about this, people are sometimes coming to her after they've already had a realtor or two or five. Seriously, she said they had two people recently that came to her. They were the sixth realtor. And they got their home sold. You know, it's fine. But that's not the ideal experience, man. You don't have to go through that. So give her a call. Don't make her number six. Make her number one. 786-3996 for Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leaven Rickey Realty.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When emergencies happen in Florida, every second counts. Beacon keeps you informed. It's the new statewide network bringing official emergency alerts straight from the Florida Division of Emergency Management and agencies statewide. No hype, no ads, just clear, verified updates to help protect you and your family. Download the free Beacon 24/7 Alerts app in your app store. Brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the University of Florida, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool! Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, maybe you're all correct, you know. Men are the enemy.
Thank you.
No, they're not the enemy.
But I still love the enemy.
And I don't see him on the sideline, so I'm going to keep watching that.
There's Gibbs on first down. Jahmyr Gibbs across midfield. One man to beat inside the 20, the 10. Touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. In overtime, remember the Giants will have an opportunity. Gibbs takes it 69 yards.
That was kind of fun. Zigzag gone. Just like that. Man, he's so fast. And as a Lions fan, I got to enjoy that a little bit. Sorry, not sorry, Giants. oh, speaking of fun plays, did you happen to watch USC-Oregon I know you don't really care that much about that. But now that's a Big Ten game. Isn't that weird?
That is.
That's so
very
weird.
Oh,
where did it go now? Here we go.
Benson waiting on the punt from Sam Johnson.
There's the punt.
He's got a crack at this one from the 16. Malik Benson across the 40, midfield. Benson, he might take it. He will. Malik Benson.
Dude. The kickoff or punt return for a touchdown is the most exciting play. I mean, yeah, pick sixes are a lot of fun, you know. By the way, Notre Dame, did you watch that game at all?
No.
I didn't watch the game, but I guess Notre Dame scored. Their first score was on defense. They got a pick six.
Right. Yeah.
And then they got a punt block. I think he actually picked it out of the air. If I saw the video, I think he picked it out of the air for a six. So that was 14-0. And then they got, on the very next series, they got another pick six. So Notre Dame, when they finally got the ball for the first time, was up 21-0.
The offense hadn't even taken the field.
That has to be a first ever. I mean, you know, a lot of times in sports, weird things happen. I can't imagine that that's ever happened before, that anybody's gotten three scores without touching the ball on offense, period. That's unbelievable. All right, 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, finds wines and cheeses. Corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still dealing with the accident on I-10 westbound, right around mile marker number 5. It's off to the side of the road, and I'm seeing just some minor delays associated with that right now, so no worries there. Other than that, everything else looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Meanwhile, UWF took on North Greenville on Saturday at home at Penn Air Field, and they were up 8-0 at the time, and this play with about a minute and a half to go in the second quarter from the UWF 46, Marcus Stokes, our quarterback.
Second and 10 after the incompletion. No harm, no foul type thing. Just got a longer down a distance back to pass. Nice pocket. Gets flushed. Stands. It has a man. What a catch! Kendrick Watkins Hogan. He's going to go the distance. Touchdown, Argos. That is the best catch I have seen this season, hands down.
Fingertips on a ball that looked like it was going to miss him by a foot. But he just went, whoop, bloop, bloop. I got you. Catch, run, 54 yards later, gets the touchdown. UWF runs away with this one eventually. It was a little tight for a while, but they ran away with this one ultimately, 43-19. So they will be playing again this Saturday against Newberry. He's going to be at home at 1 o'clock at UWF. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Governor Brian Kemp from Georgia setting an election date soon to fill Marjorie Taylor Greene's congressional seat. She announced she would be resigning from Congress as of January 5th. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Tennessee Governor Bill Lee scheduled to visit Memphis today, where they'll be giving an update on the Memphis Safe Task Force. Their appearance comes days after a Nashville judge temporarily ordered the National Guard to be pulled out of Memphis, saying Governor Lee overstepped his authority by deploying troops there. And, looks like Wicked for Good was number one at the box office. I think pretty much everybody expected that. Had a $150 million opening weekend in North America. In second place at the theaters over the weekend was Now You See Me, Now You Don't. And that brought in, talk about a difference here, about $9 million.
Oof. That's pretty weak.
I don't think anybody saw anything other than Wicked.
Yeah, right.
At the theaters
I
is what it sounds
that's
like.
Probably
yeah.
Right. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:28 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, and here's how you know. You might not realize you're thinking about your next vehicle. You might not have kind of made a decision yet. You might not know you're starting to look. But you actually are, before you think you are, if any of the following thoughts go through your head on a regular basis. This car. Or, I hope the car works today. Or, another $600 repair. You know, like, those are the kind of thoughts you start to have about a car that is really past its prime and really, you know, it's time to move on. You deserve better. You deserve to enjoy a car. Now, look, I'm always going to be within the Dave Ramsey principle. That's why I like Frontier Motors so much. So I'm never going to tell you to, you know, stretch your finances or to make it work. But listen, you're going to drive around in your car a lot. You spend a lot of time in your car. You should enjoy it. You should at least not hate it. I mean, you know, you should like the time that you and I spend together in your car. Like, it should feel good to you. So go to Frontier Motors. Look at some cars. Look at some cars that are a couple of years old with, you know, a few thousand miles on them. You're maybe going to be the second, possibly the third owner. But they're going to be great quality cars, and you can, you know, get them warranted to 100,000 miles or 10 years. That's included. So they'll take care of you, and they just treat you right. So if you have not been there, go look around, especially if you're kind of having the about your car. Go and find you can get a about your car. It's hard to write that as copy, but that's what I believe in. So Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, that is my phone number. Oh, look, out of 84 candidates, only Manny Diaz Jr. is qualified. So simple, so easy. Just completely unexpected. You know, we knew it was going to be this. And listen, I like Manny. I think Manny is, you know, going to be a good president. But this is Zach Smith. Like, at least pretend to make it a process, bro. This is so, it's disgusting. It is. You're not even going to cut to three or five. He's the only one that's qualified. Give me a break. And it's an insult to him. Because what you're saying is that he can't show well against the other candidates. That's insulting kind of to him unintentionally.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting, don't believe it till you see it, but something good just may be happening. After Geneva weekend talks on ending Russia's war on Ukraine, Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I think this is a very, very meaningful, I would say, probably best meeting and day we've had so far in this entire process, going back to when we first came into office in January. But there's still some work left to do.
Even with hard terms on Ukraine, President Zelensky posting, thank you, America. Its ambassador praising U.S. leadership for finally forcing Russia to at least put something on paper. The FAA and Transportation Secretary Duffy hold an airport holiday travel briefing, and AAA advises worst times to drive Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon. The ShamWow guy running for Congress, a Texas Republican, pitchman offer Vince Shlomo says he wants to be a woke buster and make America happy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a beautiful morning out there. We've got 60 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. Just in from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, they are holding a press conference later this morning. They'll be detailing some arrests, apparently, in a recent drug trafficking operation. That'll be in about an hour and a half. We'll let you know as soon as we learn more about what happened there. The off-duty Escambia County deputy involved in a deadly crash in Perdido Key last summer is now facing felony charges. 58-year-old Gregory Nesmith was arrested on Sunday. He was booked into the Escambia jail, and he's charged with two counts of vehicular homicide. He's currently being held without bond. The Florida Highway Patrol said their investigation wrapped up last Friday. That led to the warrants for Nesmith's arrest. The crash happened back in July. He was working off-duty at the Florabama. Troopers say Nesmith hit two pedestrians in a crosswalk on Perdido Key Drive. 20-year-olds Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham were both killed. Nesmith has since resigned from the sheriff's office. Both families have also filed civil lawsuits. A decorated Marine getting a new lease on life. Marine Gunnery Sergeant Dave Post, who lost his left foot in an IED blast in Afghanistan in 2011, was recognized over the weekend by Homes for Our Troops, a nonprofit that provides mortgage-free, adapted homes to severely wounded veterans. His new home in Navarre will feature more than 40 special adaptations for full wheelchair access, including wider doorways, automatic openers, and roll-under counters. The home should be ready by spring of 2026. According to the PNJ, Post said that new home will give him the freedom to live unrestricted and do more of what he enjoys, cooking for his friends and his family. Now, the University of West Florida's named only one finalist to become the school's next president, Manny Diaz Jr., who, of course, is currently serving as interim president. He was selected out of a pool of 84 applicants. Diaz was the former Florida Education Commissioner, also worked in the state legislature, and he's held several other roles as well. The UWF Board of Trustees will interview Diaz and consider him for the job permanently. Public forum with the candidate will also be held at a future date. The board's decision is subject to approval by the Florida Board of Governors. FDLE spotlighting people it calls the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens. FDLE and ICE recently arresting over 200 people accused of being illegal alien sexual offenders and predators. FDLE posted details yesterday on X of one of the people arrested, Jose Sanchez Delgado. They say he was a sexual predator convicted of lewd and lascivious assault on a child and had 10 prior arrests. FDLE says children are safer because Delgado and the other illegal alien sexual offenders are out of Florida communities. Well, a Seminole County nonprofit taking the state to court, Bear Warriors United. They're suing the FWC to try and stop that black bear hunt scheduled for December. A judge is hearing arguments later today. FWC says the hunt is needed to reduce the bear population. Bear Warriors United's attorney says there's no evidence that bears are overpopulated. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 29, 90, 98 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a decent day today with temperatures starting off in the 50s. We are going to warm up around 76 degrees for your afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, high near 75 with partly cloudy skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Your money now. This hour, our markets are up at the opening bell. The Dow up about 0.3% at 46,385.23. The S&P up 1% at 66,69.25. The NASDAQ up 1.7% at 22,641. 138. Looking at that 10-year bond rate down this morning at 4.048%. Gold prices are down 540 at 4,074.10. Silver down 17, make that 18 cents, 49.73. And crypto is mixed this morning. Bitcoin's down 1,100 at 86,342. Ethereum's up 470 at 28.32. Solana's down, Dogecoin down, XRP is up by a couple of cents. Looking at our financial headlines, airlines are canceling flights to Venezuela. The president of the Venezuelan Airlines Association says Spain's Iberia, Portugal's TAP, Chile's LATAM, Colombia's Avianca, and Brazil's GOL have all suspended flights to their country. This follows the Trump administration weighing more military options against Venezuela. Well, Black Friday is good for deals, but, a study says it can be bad for our brains.
The day after Thanksgiving shopping is a rite of passage for many, a seek and purchase mission for deals. But psychologists say you better have a plan because the day is designed to overwhelm your brain with decision making, and the pressure of a deal lowers the threshold of the word no. Officially, it's called the speed accuracy trade-off, and you're doomed the second you enter a store. So be on the lookout. I'm Bree Tennis.
Thank you very much, Bree. Well, coming up in the business week ahead, some big economic reports are going to be rolling in starting tomorrow. That's when we'll get a government shutdown delayed retail sales report, as well as the producer price index. Tomorrow also brings the latest data on pending home sales. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he is confident that the U.S. will not be entering a recession in 2026. However, during an appearance on NBC and Meet the Press, he did acknowledge certain sectors such as housing have been feeling a lot of pressure lately. Consumers have felt a little better about the economy since the government shutdown ended, however. The University of Michigan's final reading for November rose slightly from its mid-month low. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Get ready for a powerful conversation that could change your relationships for good. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday at 9 as nationally recognized relationship trainer Julie Nice joins the show. With over 20 years of experience and appearances on Dr. Phil, Julie brings real talk and real solutions to the table. That's this Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Oh man! Oh, so we were having this conversation earlier this morning, and it just seemed like a fun one that I know we have not had with Meg and John. We've kind of talked about this previously at points, but the question is, when you have an album, and I suppose these days it doesn't even matter because everything's digital. But when you used to have a physical album, you know, when you used to have either vinyl or a CD or cassette tapes or 8-tracks or reel to reel or whatever you had, okay. You have to have a way of organizing these things on your shelf, right? You have to have a way of sorting them. And I'd played a John Mellencamp song. And of course, John Mellencamp has been the man of many names. He's been John Cougar. He's been John Cougar Mellencamp. He's now John Mellencamp. I suppose in the future, he might be John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt or something, but you know, you never know. So how do you organize these things? And my answer was, well, you solve the problem by not going by last name. Most people, having been raised in, you know, the library system, authors are always by last name. So, you know, Jim Adams is by A, or John Cougar is by C, but Mellencamp is by M. And then are the C's in the C's and the M's in the M's, or do you mash them together and pick one over the other? And my answer to this question is John.
Yeah.
J. Just go with J. As long as it doesn't change his first name, you're good. What do you do with Prince? Don't ask questions like this, okay? So,
the artist formerly known.
How do you organize your music? And here's the second part of the question. Same question, but you may not have applied it thoroughly just yet. How do you put names into your phone? Do you put them by last name, comma, first, or by first name, last, so that when you're looking to the J's for John's, or are you looking for, you know, C's for Cougar? Assuming you're looking for him and not the old woman down the street that's, you know, kind of looking for, you know. Anyway, John Pickens, 437-1620. Older. I didn't say old, older. John Pickens, what do you think? What's your organizational approach here?
I have to admit it goes by first names.
Oh, nice. In your phone?
Yes.
And for the artists?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm a first namer.
Okay. So, and you're in country, so it's all names. So your Shania albums are under the S's, not under the T's?
Correct.
Okay, interesting. All right. We're done here, I guess. That's it.
Yeah, I was just trying to make it easy for you.
Has it always been that way?
Actually, no, not until about 5-6 years ago.
Same.
When I discovered that I could flip it and it's much easier.
And it makes more sense, right?
Exactly.
Look at all the solutions I've created.
Oh my gosh, yes. I know.
All right. Meg, 437-1620. Music and or names in your phone?
Well, I think it's I think it comes down to how I think of that artist. So, for example, Bryan Adams, I might put him under B. But then Barbara Streisand, I think of her as Streisand, so I'll put her under S. I mean, really, I'll think of, it's how I think of the artists, the Eagles, Doobie Brothers. I don't go the Doobie Brothers. You know,
well,
I don't do
yeah,
that.
That.
I mean, Doobies
yeah.
be under the D's.
Right. I've actually gotten fairly, this is, you'll laugh
not
at me.
Not Brothers.
In my computer, I don't even put articles. So the Beatles are just Beatles.
Beatles, exactly.
Because otherwise my computer organizes it wrong.
But like John Lennon, I would put Lennon.
Right.
Not John.
Okay. But see, I would put him under J because, you know.
Yes,
yeah,
I wouldn't
but,
do that.
But because you think of him primarily as Lennon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So not the not the Soviet one, but the musical one.
Correct.
Okay. So in your library,
yes,
some of the artists are by first name and some are by last name?
Yes.
Well, that is so weird.
Not really. I don't care how you alphabetize. This is how I need to think of the artist.
It's so willy-nilly. It's so spur of the moment. It's so chaotic. And
no, it's not. Maybe for you, but I know my own library really well. Thank you very much. You're not going to be in my library, are
why
you?
Not just,
whoa,
why not just put, you know, put the first albums over here and third albums over there? I mean, I don't know what structure.
No, I put the Eagles all together. Hello.
Do you do them in date order?
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's do you put them in date order, like, or do you put them by name of the album?
I just put the Eagles albums together.
All right, so you don't care at that point.
Really
so it really is just chaos in practice. Okay,
no, it's not. Because if you take Elton John, for example, I put him under Elton.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Good.
And
I'm with
John. I had every album of Elton John's.
Yeah.
So you had all the different, you know, different ones, and I just put them all in one group.
Do you put what about solo artists that were part of a band? Do you put them with the band or do you put them on their own?
It depends on the album.
See, there's just no rules in your world.
They are on their own for me.
Well, you know, I kind of like that, Andrew.
But I bet you she can find them really quickly.
I
know exactly where they are,
more
power to me.
Are all of your albums all together in one big system, or is there like rock here and easy listening there and...
They're all in one big, beautiful place.
Except for the fact that they're not all organized exactly the same way.
So, because I don't have control organization issues like you, I actually listen to my music for pleasure and relaxation, and I don't need to organize them in a certain way. It's like, oh, there's Elton John. Oh, there's Billy Joel. Boom, there they are, and there's all the different albums.
Is Billy under the J's or the B's?
He's
in the J's, isn't he? Elton's in the E's and Billy's in the J's.
No, I don't think it's Billy Joel. I mean, I just put him under Billy Joel.
Oh, all right.
Billy, I guess. Billy. I don't know. I know where they are.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20
Billy Joel comes before Chicago, and Chicago comes before the Eagles. Okay?
And Peter Cetera is next to Chicago?
I don't have any Peter Cetera.
Right, I didn't buy any solo. Fair enough. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Do you put the little tabs in there to make it easier for you to
go
to?
No. Okay. Well, I don't need tabs. This is not complicated, y'all. Y'all are making this so much more anal, for lack of a better word, than anything I've ever heard in my life. What is happening?
You act
Where
like this is your first time doing this segment with
Where
us.
Am I? Who are you? John, what world am I in?
John
Help
Pickens
me, people. Help
has
me.
Traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. Not even any delays. You're all looking good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
And just for fun, I put the names in by their first names, okay?
Oh, in your phone?
Yes.
Good for you. So...
Good for you.
So, in a situation where you really do want somebody that is that, let's substitute the word detail-oriented, then what you want is Quality Roofing Solutions if you're trying to buy a roof because they will... See what I did? Anyway, but seriously, if you need to get a repair or a replacement or you're not sure or you just have questions, I mean, honestly, just call them for questions. They've been doing business here for 19 years since 2006. Brian Ward started this company because he wanted to have a company that would take care of people's roofs, a big need, but it would also be, you know, understand you, talk to you, treat you like a normal person, not assume that you understand everything, be willing to explain when you need explanations done, but also just do great work. They're rated a 4.9 on Google, which is just outrageous. 10,000 roofs they have put in this area over the last 19 years. Big supporter of local charities, our gateway, financial literacy education, lots of youth sports stuff. And also just kind of do the extra thing that makes sense, like... When they do a roof replacement or even repair, they'll do lots of photos. Here's what it looked like before. Here's what we did. Here's what it looks like after. And that's all in a digital record that you can, you know, have access to. even if, God forbid, something happens to your home, you know, you don't have to worry about the digital record for home, you know, claims. They'll have it for you. So they will take care of you. Quality Roofing Solutions, lifetime guarantee on all their roofs. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, how do you organize, alphabetize your music and or, and I guess these days music is only for those of us who still have CDs or albums anymore.
Physical things.
Right, because a lot of people are just, what's an album? Yeah, well, okay. It's
nice to know you. I bet you you're somebody that alphabetizes your spices.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, that's another question.
That's a great question.
Oh, no, that's another question.
Okay, checking.
Rack shelf. I'm just making a note for future topic.
What would you do without me?
I'll just give you a picture, okay? If a blind person were asked to organize spices and not even care about the size of them and just shove them all up in the cabinet, it couldn't look any more disorganized than mine. Just so you know, for future reference. We'll come back to this later.
Definitely. We got to come back to this. I've got questions, sir.
No, it'll be fun. That's a great one. All right. 437-1620. Somebody says, first name first. Yes. Somebody says, life is hard enough as it is.
Thank you very much.
I let my iPhone make all those decisions for me. Let's see. I guess with searching, it doesn't really matter, you know, because you can search for the first or last name.
Yeah, but it's still
And that's, I mean, when you're looking for a contact, do you scroll down to J or do you just input John? You type in.
Oh, I scroll.
Yeah, I scroll too.
Because I can hit the little J thing on the side.
I can be
so
faster.
Easy.
Yeah.
And nowadays, hardly anybody's actually physically sorting records or CDs anymore. So.
Right. Yeah. Or I can just tell Siri to call.
Anyway. Somebody says contacts, last name, music, first word of song title minus the. Oh, in your on your computer, I assume, is, you know, on your whatever media player you're using. Alphabetize people by the name I usually call them.
That's an
awkward thing to type into your phone.
So many things I could say about that.
S for Sam or J for Mr. Jones. No order at all. I just grab one and listen. Just a pile of CDs in the corner. 90s rite of passage, flipping through giant books of CDs while driving. Oh, yeah, for sure. The old synthetic material, kind of meshy
booklets.
Class.
Slide them in.
And it would have either the 2, the 4, or I think even the 6 sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, or the ones that were like the wallet that were long and had the flashbacks here. By the way, 2 in a sleeve or 1 in a sleeve?
Oh, 1. I don't want to scratch it up.
1, I think.
Okay. 4-3, just ask.
Clearly,
you know,
he
just,
was a 2.
You know, whatever. 4-3-7-16-20. My playlists are organized chronologically based on the time frame I remember each song from.
Oh, gosh.
Late 70s to present.
Interesting.
Somebody says, absolutely, in all caps. This is emphatic. Organized seasonings in alphabetical order. Well, you're too early. That is a different topic.
Yeah, no, not yet. Not yet. Because I have questions for Andrew. We'll do it later.
You know, in the future, we'll get back to you. Just stay there.
Yeah, they're
for
going
some
anywhere.
Unspecified future.
Clearly,
time and date,
nerve.
Just like this. No, we've never talked about that.
No,
it's a great question. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, alphabetical. I'm Andrew McKay.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees and cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola continues through the holidays with The Grinch, Charlie Brown, the Polar Express Tour, and so much more. See visitpensacola.com for all the info. The 3rd annual Pensacola Community Outdoor Flea Market is Sunday from 10 to 5 at Community Maritime Park. Get some holiday shopping taken care of and help out Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
He's escaping, idiot!
Dispatch War Rocket Ajax to bring back his body.
Bye.
This was one of our prom songs. It's the prom song for me. You know this song? Oh, Meg. John, you know this though, right?
Oh, I do. We played it on Soft Rock a lot of times.
Oh, Alphaville, Forever Young. Yep. Such a good album.
Oh, what's that going on? There you go.
All right. Yeah, but it's long. I don't think it's next. It's got another refrain. So I might let it play in the back. No, it's probably not going to get there in the time the bumper exists. So, you know what just killed me was that when I found out in my prom that they wanted Forever Young to be the song, but then they wanted the Rod Stewart one.
Oh, that's the one I know. No. Sorry.
So close. That's so wrong.
That's the one I know. Sorry.
So wrong. Oh, oops. And Flash Gordon.
What year is that?
86, 85, something like that, maybe for that song.
Okay.
All right. We did the frivolous topic a little while back about where'd you get your music from, and I was thinking about it after the fact. I also have some music that's my music because of some girl.
Oh yeah.
I can remember where I learned about Alphaville.
Oh boy, I bet you can.
I can remember Depeche Mode. I can remember Nine Inch Nails. I can remember where I learned a lot of music.
Wow.
From whom I learned a lot of music.
Yeah.
Let's see. What'd you say, John?
Therapy sessions.
No, I'm happy about all these memories.
Okay, great.
They're good memories.
Proud of you.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with their traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Let's see. What else do we have going on? Did you see the legal judgment related to the sewer mix-up in Gulf Breeze? Holy smokes, man. Now, I guess Gulf Breeze had already come to, as a city, had already come to their own agreement with folks. And so the question was, what would the judgment be if everybody were paying and then they took what slice of responsibility the remaining party actually had for the problem, and then they multiplied it by the judgment so they get what actually was going to be awarded here. So it was going to be a $37.5 million judgment for 28 homes that were drinking sewer water for a little while, or contaminated with sewer water, and it was in
Where was it?
In Midway. This is one of the issues where it was Brown Construction, the City of Gulf Breeze, and Midway Water were, and everybody was kind of finger blaming who was responsible for it, but they all had some kind of responsibility. But the jury found that Midway, which was the remaining party in the lawsuit, as I understand, was $37.5 million would have been for everybody. Mm-hmm. But, they actually took 59% responsibility for it, the jury said, and then gave that. This is a Tom McLaughlin article in the PNJ. So the net verdict after, the side settlements with Brown and with Gulf Breeze were for $22 million. So these families, 28 families, they're getting more than $1 million apiece, in the $1.5 million apiece. I know it's pretty awful to think that your family was drinking contaminated sewer water for a while, or it wasn't just sewer water; it was mixed in, right? $1.5 million seems like a lot to me. I'm not sure what number I would be willing to get paid to drink contaminated water for a little while, but that seems high to me. But, John, you think that's an appropriate number?
Yeah, I was thinking a little bit higher, but...
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
If I knew I was drinking that mess...
Who knows what kind of repercussions that'll have.
Diseases.
Think
about all the filthy water people have drunk throughout history. It's...
Well, we know that, but...
And it's not sewer water. It's the regular water that's got some seepage.
Ugh.
It's totally disgusting. God. Don't get me wrong. I know it's totally disgusting.
That made it even worse. The price went up.
I just always feel most legal judgments seem very high to me. But I'm an anti-litigious person. I'm the person who's got the kid that's standing on two sides of the buggy at the grocery store balancing as I go down the aisle, and then when they were younger, and the employee's like, "Sir, you're gonna need to keep your children inside." Why? Well, because you might sue us. I won't. Kids fall. Kids bounce. It's okay. We go to the emergency room. No big deal. I don't blame you. It's my fault. But they don't,
look at it that way.
Yeah, we live in a world full of so many idiots. Greedy people. Evil people. Ordinary citizens who are just trying to get their legal rights represented. If you are thinking about doing a home repair, or if you are in need of construction supplies, you build things for a living, or you just have a honey-do list, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street for 174 years. They've been helping people in the Pensacola area build, rebuild, and remodel things. That means, like, if you're walking around downtown or driving around or whatever, and you see a building that's, you know, 50 years old, I mean, the chances are pretty good Pensacola Hardware supplied it. If it's 100 years old, guaranteed. Almost guaranteed they supply. If it's 150 years, you follow what I'm getting at? Like, there are so many buildings in this area that were made because Pensacola Hardware is the place where, you know, contractors have been going, commercial construction supply, for literally 174 years since before the Civil War. They've been building houses with their supplies. They're great at advice. They're great at helping you figure out problems and solve them. I mean, they'll, if you're a builder, you know, they'll know how to solve it. They'll probably know the code. They'll know the, maybe even the inspectors who are going to need to pass their eye and all of that stuff. So if you need help or advice, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware. 8:59 on News Radio 92.3. I want to get into that. I think it's funny. Did you see that there are Ozempic menus now in restaurants?
Do what?
So they're giving you like the full-size burger.
Right.
And then they'll have like a mini burger that's like a taste of all the food items for the Ozempic people who don't want much food and wouldn't enjoy it anyway. And don't eat it.
Interesting.
I saw one that was like a slider size with like four french fries and a little syringe with ketchup because it's like a shot of ketchup. It's in a shot of ketchup.
Interesting.
Yeah. And of course, they're charging, I mean, like half price basically.